Welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Sam.
I'm Bryony.
And it's my case this week.
In this number, I don't know.
We don't care.
We don't care.
It does not matter.
Not at all. A number's a number.
Yep. So this week is one that we've both mentioned before and you have been pressuring me to do. So it's Kate Bushell this week.
I knew you'd enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
in like that way, but I knew it
piqued my interest.
Yeah. You don't do many children, and I think you not that you stay away from them. It's just that you, I think, it cuts deeper with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, it sort of stays with me longer. It's harder to shift it out of my.
But this
head.
One we've had in our lives forever.
Forever,
because this
yeah.
was really close to us.
Yes, very close.
Really
to home.
Close to home.
It's well,
very scary. Yeah. It scared me because we were in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have put that in here, actually. Like, we were pretty much...
Did you put our ages in? You know what age we were?
I can't remember, but we were pretty much... We were younger, but not a lot.
We were in high school.
Yeah. She was 14.
Yeah.
And we were around 13,
we must have been
12,
like year
13.
7 then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it was scary. Like, I was thinking, am I going to get kidnapped mm-hmm. on the way home from school?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to walk... Well, my brother was supposed to walk with me, but he never did. So he did occasionally, so I'd walk on my own.
Mm.
Or I'd be in the playground gossiping, so he'd just go about
yeah,
me.
Or I'd walk with you, but my house was quite a bit before
yeah,
yours.
I had to go. And remember, like, where I lived, there was, like lane a bit
mm-hmm.
up to the right. Can
path,
you remember?
Like, yeah.
And I used to, that was a cut through.
Yeah.
And I used to use that. Why?
Yeah. I used to walk through the field, because there's a field in between mine. What was mine and yours then.
Mm.
And the non-field way, it was only about 5 minutes extra, but I used to walk through the field
yeah, crazy.
At night on my own.
Yeah, it's absolutely like ridiculous
yeah.
what we do as children.
Yeah.
And then now we're telling our children not to do that.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, but you don't see the fear.
I've had
like
so many scares when I was a child.
Yeah.
Things, like weird things happening, people following me, like
yeah.
not
And
normal.
It's probably not your fault that you got followed, because that's the weirdest fault. But you did put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in town with like knee-high boots on.
Mm, there were, like, fucking... again, you should be able to wear what the hell you want, but the sad truth is we have to be careful.
Yeah.
It, you know, in a perfect world, it wouldn't be that way, but it's not a perfect world.
I ran. I took my boots off and I fucking ran.
Mm.
And I was, you know, when you're that out of breath, but you just keep running.
Mm.
And I remember I rang my brother and him and his friend come, what's he going to do, really?
Yeah.
But him and his friend come and met us, but because it was both of them.
But there is safety in numbers to a degree, isn't
And they're
there?
Men. Well, they look like men. Well, you know what I mean, like
yeah.
young men.
And Mike was really tall,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So it was like, yeah, it was scary.
Yeah.
I remember that. I never forget that. It was fucking really scary.
Yeah. Absolutely mental. So I'm going to have to be careful what I say, because we've said quite a lot of just a few bits that I've sort of
written
into
this. Oh, maybe just say it, though.
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay.
You do it. You do you, girl.
I'm going to do
Girlfriend,
me.
Girlfriend, you do you. I do me.
So I'll start with, I remember this, like you said, it's in our head. It was in our sort of town, city. It was sort of national news as well.
Yeah.
But obviously... Exeter, where we live, it was just everywhere. You could not escape this case.
No.
And I remember...
It was the days of the Express and Echo as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Was it daily as well, the Express and Echo?
Yeah, 28p. Yeah. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. I think my dad used to get it. But I remember the picture of her in her school uniform. That was like the main... I mean, there's quite a few pictures out there, but that was the main one that
they used.
And
yeah.
that lives rent-free in my head. Like, that is, like... Scorched. No, that's not that burned into my memory.
Scorched.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Scorched. Look at me with all the words.
I know.
I'm killing it.
Up our own today.
I've got my own dictionary. I'm using the real dictionary today.
Yeah.
Not our dictionary.
Well done. I don't know if I like that, actually. Stop using real words. How dare you? So, as we said, it was only a stone's throw away from where we both lived. I wasn't really... familiar with that area, but I'd been to it before. Like, I knew the area. It's sort
yeah,
of across
you didn't
the river
really go
from
up
us,
there, but it's quite
it?
Far, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Like, for us, anyway.
For us. Walking, it probably takes about an hour.
Yeah, and I didn't really have any friends down that end.
You didn't
but
really have
I've
any friends
there.
At all.
No, just you and just my mum.
Aww, you're so cute.
So, Kate lived in Exwick with her mum, Susan, and her dad, Jerry, and her older brother, Tim. Now... She attended St. Thomas High School, which literally, so you've got where we live, you've got the town centre, and then you've got St. Thomas.
Yeah, well, I lived in St. Thomas.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Not then, but
no.
later on in life you
yeah.
did. So I don't even know what it would be from here, about 4 miles, something like
it's
that?
It's not far from
four
here,
Four or five
really.
Miles?
Yeah. So you cut up No, would you cut? You cut up towards the universe, towards the train tracks, yeah. Cross over the train tracks, then you've got Red Hill.
It's got to be around the 5 mile mark somewhere, I would think. So not very far at all. If you drive in, it's a clear road, 5 minute drive, yeah. 5-10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she attended St. Thomas High School, and everybody said that she was this nice, sweet, really bubbly girl with great personality, just a really sweet, lovely kid.
Aww.
She had lots of friends and was a joy to be around. Now, in 1997, when this incident took place, Kate, as I said, was only 14 years old.
So we started high school
in 99.
Oh,
we were a bit younger.
So we were in year must have been year six.
So it's going into year somewhere around there.
But we didn't start high school till year eight.
No.
So we were
11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
So on the day of the 15th of November, which was a Saturday like any other, now, at this point, Kate and Susan spent the morning in Exeter doing some shopping together, as you do.
Yeah.
They visited a couple of shops and left for home after buying Kate's brother Tim's present for his upcoming birthday. The rest of the day was just spent Kate doing her homework and whatever else, you know, it was just a normal Saturday. So one of Kate's neighbours were away at this time, and before they'd left, Kate had said that she'd be happy to walk their little Jack Russell until they got home. Now, I don't know how many times she'd walked this Jack Russell, but it was only a week's worth of walk, so somewhere between sort of one and
seven. So they left the
times.
Dog home on its own?
I don't know.
I know that used to be a thing.
From what I'm reading, that is what happened.
That did used to be a thing.
Yeah, leave the dog, somebody was coming in and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you know, like I said, it was for the time period of a week, but I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, I suppose maybe two walks a day.
Yeah, my reason for saying I don't know how many times, because I don't know how much of a routine this was for her. If she'd just done it once, if she'd done it six times.
Yeah, and how old the dog was. The dog might have been really old. So
I don't know how far they were walking. Yeah, I don't know. So around 4:30 that afternoon, that's when Kate decided that I'm going to go and walk this dog now. So I think this is November in England. So
yeah,
at this time, 4:30,
it's
starting to get dark. Yeah. Now, because of this, Kate told her parents that she was going to walk the dog and that she'd be no longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah, which is fair enough, because then it would be dark.
Yeah, and she, you know, Exwick, although it's just off the town, there are walks and sort of countryside-ish places there.
Yeah.
So, as I said, countryside. Sorry, I literally put, there's countryside at Exwick. Stop talking, just read your notes, Sam. So once Kate had gotten the dog ready to go, she left her home and walked down Exwick Hill and made her way towards Exwick Lane, which again is all really, really close to each other. This is not very far away from her home address and is really popular with dog walkers. It's where, if you live in that area, it's sort of really
where you
go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Kate was extremely familiar with the area, as you would be living there. And I think it's safe to say that she felt pretty safe.
You do, though, don't you? You do. It's like in your home, your guard is completely down in your home.
Yeah.
And I think when you're young, you don't think about danger.
Not as much.
Especially like if you've done that walk so many times or you've lived in that area for so long, you don't feel the danger. Whereas now, like me walking around in the dark, I get well scared. Yeah. But I mean, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
So you do.
You just don't see the danger as much, do you? I think.
And she shouldn't feel danger at 4:30 in the afternoon anyway.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't any time. But again, it's just not a perfect world, is it?
No.
So yeah, I think even without walking the dog, it's a place Kate had been many, many, many times.
Yeah.
So she's gone for this walk, 20 minutes had come and gone, and by 5 p.m. her parents were getting a bit frustrated, actually, that Kate had not yet arrived home. But at this point, they just kind of assumed that she was, you know, running late, she hadn't kept track of time, or maybe she bumped into someone, was chatting, you know, all those things that you're telling yourself might be happening.
Yeah, and you've got to remember, she is 14, she's not a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, she's becoming an adult, you know.
It's great, because my son's 14, and when I read it, 14 sounds young, but when I'm talking to my son, I think, oh, actually, I mean, it still is very young, don't get me wrong, I do see that, but he is really on that cusp of
becoming a man now. Exactly. It's like our two younger ones have not gone out their baby stage because they're too old for that, but they are now becoming more teenage like.
Yeah, more sort of,
like, where's my baby gone? Yeah.
Proper boys, not little baby boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely. So, however, as more and more time went past, and obviously the darkness really, really started to set in.
Yeah, because you've got to think, from 5:30, it is pitch black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is 5:30, 6:00. You are, it's night time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You can trick your children to go to bed.
Yeah. Until they learn to tell the time.
Yeah. And what you do is just don't teach them time. when it's time in school, like time lesson, just don't send them.
No.
Like, ah, they need that week off.
You don't need it. So Susan and Jerry's frustration now is quickly turning into worry, and you know, there's still no sign of Kate.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, it builds, doesn't it? You're like,
yeah, oh my god, I can't even imagine it. I can't even talk. Yeah. I'm like, oh
yeah,
couldn't even imagine,
literally. So they had decided to go out and have a look for Kate and check where they thought she'd be walking, hopefully catch her on her way back home. Now they looked everywhere close by, again, where they thought that she might have gone with the dog or where she usually went with the dog.
Yeah.
Couldn't find her. Now, by 6:45 p.m., worry by this time had turned to, like, pure panic.
Yeah.
And it was just not like Kate at all. Like, she wasn't that kind of kid. She didn't stay
out. What time is it? Sorry, I missed
6:45.
That. Right, it's nearly 7 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be home at, what, 5?
Well, she went out at 4:30, so yeah. Before 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they knew it wasn't like Kate. They are panicking.
And the thing is, what annoys me with police and stuff, I mean, I don't know what the police were like in this one, but as parents, you know your child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
What's normal for them. Yeah,
exactly. You know. Like, the other day, honestly, like, it's not off topic, but my daughter was at the gym and she was walking back with her friend. It's 9 o'clock, so it's quite late. Normally, I pick her up because she's with her friend. Like, it's 5 minute walk back. It was like, well, they finish at 10 to 9, so I expect them back by 9. It was like 9 o'clock. I was ringing her phone, couldn't get hold of her. I was ringing her friend's phone, no one was answering. I was ringing. In the end, I ended up messaging her, her friend's mum, and being like, I can't get hold of the girls. I'm really, really worried. It was like 9:10. She rings me. She's like, oh, I didn't see my phone. Yeah, we're on our way back. Abby's mum's just rung in. I had a go at her. And I'm like, but you don't see, I was here panicking, like, thinking, what
you're
do I do?
Starting to go start through routes in your head of where do I go first?
Yeah, and exactly. I'm panicking. I was like, all you had to do is just pick up your phone. Mm-hmm. All you had to do.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And even at that point, I'd be thinking, right, I need to ring the police. I'm going to go and check.
Yeah.
I'm ringing the police.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've already got a plan in my head of what's going to happen.
Exactly.
No, it's awful. But, and Kate, she was quite responsible. You know, she wasn't that type of kid to worry her parents, you know, without a reason.
Yeah.
She just wasn't that kind of nonchalant, oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't like that. So given this, that, you know, Kate wasn't like that, Susan and Jerry made the decision to ring the police, and they done it really, really quickly, and they reported Kate missing and said that she hadn't been seen for over 2 hours. It was more like 2 and a half
Please don't
hours,
tell
actually.
Me the police said they had to wait 24 hours.
No, the police were
literally
very,
gonna
very good.
Do my nut then.
Yeah, no, they explained that she was only supposed to be gone for 20 minutes. So the police did act very quickly, and they came to the Bushells home to gather more information, and they started a search for Kate. Now, like any good parent, you know, full of worry, concern, da-da-da-da-da, Jerry wanted to go out and look still. So he went out with the police, and Susan opted to stay home in case Kate did come back. So, again, I think, like, what was going through their minds? Like, I'd be thinking of every good outcome of every bad outcome.
I don't know if you would be thinking of bad outcomes.
Oh, I would.
But I don't know if you would, because would your brain want to go there? Would you be thinking, they're out with friends, she's bumped into someone, she's gone to someone's house, she's gone next door with the dog, she's, do you know what I mean? The dog's ran off and she's looking for the dog.
Now, I think my brain, I'm like, worry. I didn't know where he was the other day, and his phone's broken. And in my head, I was like, he hasn't got a phone on him. He's got nothing to, like, he's obviously been run over or something.
Yeah,
They don't know who he is.
Yeah,
and, like, that is literally where my head went. And I was trying to have the rational side that's like, oh, he's probably doing this or probably doing that.
Yeah.
But no, I was thinking, ringing hospitals, ringing police. Like, yeah,
true.
It was, I definitely went there. It was really panicky. So as I said, God knows what they were thinking, but Jerry's out looking. And at this point, there's just no way preparing yourself for what he was about to find.
Oh, he found her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way.
So at,
poor man.
Yeah. At 7:30 p.m., after following the route that they assumed Kate would have taken again, in a field next to Exwick Lane is where Jerry came across Kate's lifeless body.
Oh, man.
She was found laying face upwards with her blonde hair fanned out around her head. Her trousers that she'd been wearing had been pulled down past her knees, and there was lots of blood everywhere as her throat had been, like, clearly cut.
See, I didn't know any of this. Because it's been so long ago, And obviously I knew you were going to do it, so I hadn't looked it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he found her body, and I didn't know her throat was slashed.
I forgot about the throat, but I didn't. It always stuck with me that he was the one that found her.
That's so tragic, isn't
it? It really is. It's awful. It was clear at this point that Kate was beyond any chance of help. Yeah. Just again, I can't imagine. Like, no parent. I mean, losing a child, we say it all the time, is terrible, but seeing that and finding that, like,
just be,
I can't even imagine.
Horrific.
Cannot imagine.
Poor man.
Given Kate's age and the condition that the body was found in, it was clear to police that Kate did not die from natural causes or circumstances, or due to any sort of fall or injury or
anything
like
that.
And look
at her, her throat slit. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, police. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you can do better.
Yeah. So,
I don't think she did this to herself.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Maybe we should have a look around and see if we can find any evidence. Because I don't think she did do that, but she may have done that.
Yeah. No, like, there was no doubt that somebody had purposely killed
her. Literally.
So the scene and the body were cordoned off by police so that evidence could be collected, and eventually Kate's remains were moved and sent for an autopsy. I don't know how long that took, to be fair. I did look, I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Not that it is not this.
Not important, really.
No. So Kate's autopsy revealed that her cause of death was...
Hold on, should we do a trigger warning or are we okay?
Maybe a trigger warning.
Right, so trigger warning, maybe like 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
I'd just say listen to the next bit with caution. We've definitely said worse things on our podcast, okay, but just be cautious that there are
Yeah,
a few...
but some people are like, they don't give trigger warnings.
Well, trigger warning. There you go. Kate's autopsy revealed that the death was from a deep stab wound to the side of her neck, from what they assumed would be from a ordinary kitchen knife that would have been at least 6 inches long.
That's long.
Yeah, it is a big knife. I say assume, as they never found the murder weapon, mm-hmm. but from obviously...
They know, yeah. They're good at their job.
Yeah, to this day, the murder weapon's never been found.
Wow.
Now, the wound on her neck was as a result of quite a bit of force, and then the knife was sort of stabbed in and then dragged to the other side of her neck. As I said,
that would be really hard to do.
It takes force to do it. There was
really fucking hard.
I did read there was like this wasn't in like because I looked at so much information. This was only one thing I found. There was a theory that she was attacked from behind, but
right.
I don't, there's no police or anything saying that.
No,
it was
just some mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that would take force to actually put the knife in and drag it.
Yeah.
That would be hard because you'd have all that muscle.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine.
Because
so.
You've only got to nick the carotid artery to die,
yeah,
which is not far, you know, you've got a lot of skin there to protect it, but to actually put
drag
it in
it
and crack
it's awful.
Man.
And she never stood a chance.
No.
So at the crime scene, on the step of the fence, we call it a stile, don't we? You sort of like a bit in the fence where you hop over it to the other foot.
What do we call it?
A stile.
I don't call it that.
Well, that's
stile. I know what you mean, where you put your leg on the gate and go
Yeah,
over.
There's like a gap in the fence that's got like a little step.
Yeah, I know
side.
What you mean. I don't know if it's called a stile.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll
styles.
Research it in my head.
They are called styles. I'm confident.
Well, it's
confident
like a,
they're
it's
called
like
a style.
Like a step. Step
okay.
To get into the field.
So on this step, stile, whatever you want to call it, there was... 100 orange fibres found that did not come from anything that Kate had been wearing or anything she had on her at the time that she died. And then when police searched Kate's family home, they couldn't find anything in there that the fibres matched.
So these fibres, they've been saved?
They were saved and looked at. I assume they're in evidence somewhere now. I couldn't swear at that. So the fibres could have come from anywhere as the area, as I said, was a well-used dog walking area. But the police thought that given that it was almost like they were placed there. It was just odd.
Oh, the fibres.
Yeah, it was odd the way they were there. And I don't know if it was like random little fibres on their own or like a bit of whatever it was that it came from. I couldn't find that. But yeah, so it was just, it just seemed oddly placed for where it was.
But then just because it seems oddly placed doesn't mean it is.
Doesn't always mean no.
You know?
But also, because at this point, I was thinking orange is odd as well. Like, not that it's the oddest thing, but it's
odd. I don't
know,
I'd wear it. I've got an orange jacket.
Mm. Yeah, Yeah, like I said, it's not the most oddest thing, but in a field you don't expect oddest.
That's another word for the dictionary.
Another word for the dictionary.
Pop that one in.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just not something you'd expect to come across on a little step in a field, put it that way. So police spent a lot of time looking into these orange fibres, as it was goodly. They didn't really have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, they also thought it wasn't something they'd expect to be there per se.
Was she raped?
I will tell you in a minute.
Okay.
So the fibres are thought to have come from a material that is typically worn in a lot of jobs like, you know, bin men, roadside workers, anything like the high visibility stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't reflective, but it was that sort of bright orange. Yeah. So, you know, any job where it's sort of like safety and you need to be visible.
Yeah. Yeah, so, a lot of places wear orange, don't they?
Loads. I sort of associate it with, well, like I said, places builders where you need to be visible, where you need to be seen, where builders, lots of trade jobs. Like, so although they're usually uniform based, anyone can purchase them. It's not impossible. So there is an assumed sexual element involved in Kate's murder, given the fact that she was found with her trousers down. And you know, they didn't fall down, they were clearly pulled down. But during her autopsy, there is no sign of any sexual assault that had taken place.
Right.
So it's been left up to speculation as to whether the murderer had intended to rape Kate and didn't for an unknown reason.
Could have
like,
been disturbed.
Yeah.
Heard something.
Yeah.
Could have just freaked out.
There were things saying
could
on
have not
there,
been able
did
to get
she
hard
die
on?
Before, you know.
Yeah. Like, because some of them, they've got that sexual element, but when it actually comes to it, they can't get hard on, you know what I mean? Because the adrenaline is so like severe that your body can't do.
There's so many reasons, but please do assume that there is a sexual element to it.
Yeah,
and
for
probably,
sure.
Possibly.
Why would you just go and kill a young girl
for
unless you wanted to rape them?
Yeah.
Well, I know that just seems like
there
a
are,
to
there
say.
Are people that would do that, but especially this random girl walking in a field, like. It seems likely, doesn't
and
it?
And her trousers were pulled down. Even
likely.
If they didn't actually penetrate her, they could have had a little fondle, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's awful to say as well, but I've known of cases where, well, people that masturbate in front of you, like, they don't particularly kill people, but there's loads of cases of people jumping out of bushes and masturbating and stuff like that. But so police now launched this big investigation, and this is a bit that me and you remember.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah.
So over 160 police officers took part in the house-to-house inquiry effort in a bid to get information and find any leads, any leads to who Kate's killer might be. And obviously they want to bring them to justice.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Now, there was an appeal for witnesses and many people came forward with information that could have, may well have been relevant to the case. Sorry, I'm swiveling my paper. Now, one of the witnesses, I don't know who these witnesses are. I couldn't find anything. They're just witnesses.
Yeah, I feel like don't name them.
No,
either.
We don't need to. It's not important. So one of the witnesses said that around 4:50 p.m. on the 15th of November, they drove past Kate and the dog while stood in a lay-by in Exwick Lane. Now, this was the last sighting of Kate alive.
Okay. And do they know Kate? I suppose you don't know.
No.
Because I sometimes think... witnesses can get things wrong.
Yeah.
It could not have been her.
It could have been somebody else.
It could have been somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes if they got their back turned, an older lady with long blonde hair could resemble a young girl, you know? It depends, you know, if they're short as well, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't always go with these witness statements.
It's definite. But very, very likely this was Kate.
It's very likely it was her.
But fit the description. The dog was the... fit the description.
Yeah.
It was, you know, so please assume this to be the last sighting of her alive.
Yeah.
Now, they also reported seeing a clean-shaven white male of average height and build. I mean, what's that? You know?
Yeah, What is average height and build, anyway? What is average height?
Not fat, not thin, not tall, not short. That's, you know.
I hate that when they say that.
I'm sure there is an actual average out there somewhere, but... yeah, to me, I'd be like, well, he wasn't tall, he wasn't fat, he wasn't, you know, he was just...
he was average height.
Yeah, just average. So he also said that he seemed to be of average age.
Of average age, yeah.
Between 30 and 40, they think.
Right, okay. So that's average age.
Apparently.
To really average height and the average... so if your average build, average height, average age is 30 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I get it now. So, all these years.
Yeah, he apparently had shoulder-length dark hair, and he stood towards the back of a blue car, and it seemed like he was either putting something or getting something out of the boot.
Right.
And this was in the lay-by just past where they saw who they think was Kate.
Was Kate there at the time then?
So Kate was in the lay-by. They drove past her. The next lay-by, which was, it didn't say how far away it was, but very close.
Yeah. There's a lot of lay-bys as well.
Yeah, there is.
In Exeter.
Yeah. And it is country road. So lay-by, it's sort of like you pull in to let a car pass.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. So yeah, it was, I don't know exactly how far away, but it's very, very close.
Okay.
Now, the witness was unsure of what type the car was. They just knew it was blue.
Right.
Now, after an appeal to find this man and his car, to either include or exclude him from the investigation.
Yeah.
You know, they looked at...
Nobody came forward. No. So that is the killer then.
Yeah.
If that sighting is true...
And it was innocent.
Right.
You think they would be like, that was me. Yeah. This is what I was doing.
So that's the killer, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where my brain
takes
me.
What was he wearing, did they say?
I don't know.
Damn it.
No.
That is really frustrating.
Yeah. So the police looked at over 2,000 blue cars around, like, the area where Kate lived and was murdered, and they came up empty. They excluded every car they looked at.
Why did they exclude every car they looked at,
though? I do not know. I don't know. Honestly, don't know. Now, to this day, the man in the car not been identified, and this led police to suspect that, yeah, definitely Kate's killer. Mm. So, no more.
I could be a policeman. I'm so good at it.
Policewoman.
Well, oh yeah. Well, I could be a policeman if I wanted to.
Well, you do you.
Don't you gender identify me?
All right.
Is that the right word?
Assume your gender.
Yeah. Don't pick on my gender.
All right.
My friend, I'm trying to sort my fringe out, it's not happening.
Do you keep need going. A minute?
No, I'm fine,
So no more than 5 minutes later, another couple, different couple, had driven past the very same place where the first witness saw Kate and this other man.
Did they see the man?
No.
Oh.
No, they didn't see the man or Kate. However, the blue car was there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So this is the killer.
I could never say yes 100%.
See, the thing is, right, they need to do the genealogy. Like, if they've got stuff, if they've got any evidence,
mm-hmm.
and they could send it off, and then they could analyse it and see if they could get a match
now,
on CODIS.
I would say I would tell you what evidence they got, but I won't also. I'll get to it.
I bet they've got evidence set back as well, that they've not told everyone.
There is evidence.
But I bet you any money they've got more evidence they haven't told anyone.
Quite
because
possibly.
If someone comes forward and says, I killed her, you know, and said, I wore a high-vis jacket, I drove a blue car, I'm the murderer. There'd be things that they haven't told.
Certain things that, yeah.
Or certain bits of evidence.
Knowledge that you'd have to.
Not even
say,
the family
definitely
will know
it was
either.
You.
Yeah. You know, because I bet, you know, you do get those nutters that like to come on and say, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I killed whoever it was.
Yeah, for whatever reason, because they're bloody crazy or they want the notoriety or whatever. So a completely different witness reported seeing a small dog coming out of the field, the gateway of the field that led to where Kate's body was. And this was around 5:30 p.m.
Is the dog okay?
Yeah. Well, he's probably dead now, I would think.
But I didn't know when it was a good time.
I believe the dog was called Gemma. I haven't written it in my note, but I'm pretty sure the dog was called Gemma. I would assume Gemma's dead now.
Yeah.
But at the time, the dog was fine. So, yeah, another two witnesses reported seeing a man running extremely fast and almost frantically from the area where Kate's body was found between...
Was he average build?
I do not know. I'm going to assume he was very average. This was between the times of 5:10 p.m. and 5:40 p.m., which, although it's only half an hour, that's quite a lot of time difference.
Well, they've both seen him at... One seen him at 5:10.
No, they've seen him between, so it was somewhere between 10 past 5.
It's hard to have timings, though, because, like, if you're leaving to go somewhere, you know, say, like, the kids always go to school, into school at 10 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaving to sit in school, I know it's 2:15.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see someone, something happen, I would say it's between 2:15 and 9 o'clock, say, because that's by... I get home by 9 o'clock,
yeah.
So it's, you know... And I'd probably get home before 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get home at 10:02. So mm-hmm. then I'm like, well, it's between 2:15 and 10:02. But if your day, your work day is finished, say.
Yeah, and you're just
you know
doing
you left work
stuff,
at 20 past 5 and it takes you 15 minutes to get home, say. You know, it's between 2:30 or half. Do you know what I mean? That's so difficult.
Yeah.
So, right.
So, but this time frame is exactly the time frame that Kate was murdered.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
Did they see the blue car?
No, doesn't say anything about that. So, you know, the likelihood of seeing this man running away.
So we've got 2 witnesses that see a man. We've got 1 witness that sees a man, like a dodgy looking man, mm-hmm. right? Average height, average build. Mm-hmm. We've got 2 witnesses that see a car.
Mm-hmm. And Kate.
Well, 1 witness that sees Kate.
1 witness that sees Kate and then the car with the man.
And then 1 witness that sees the car. Yeah. The car.
And then one witness that sees just the dog.
Yeah.
And now another witness that's in this man running.
So there's only 1 person that sees a man running.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So the other person seeing the dog, right?
So
okay.
Altogether 4 lots of witnesses.
Yeah.
All seeing.
And it's all between 5:45, basically.
Yeah, basically. Right. They said he ran down the hill, which I assume is the Exwick Hill, and then entered an estate just off of it. You know, that implies he knows the area.
Maybe. But would he not have gone back for his car?
That's the thing. Who knows? You know, this is odd, because if he had the car, would he not use that?
Yeah.
Is it the same man? But the police do assume it is the same man.
So why has he left his car then, ran away?
Not a clue. Not a clue. And there's no more said about this car. Like, was it there after this time? There's no more. I literally looked to see if the car was still there, but nobody, there's no witnesses to say.
Right, okay.
Or if there is, we don't know.
Yeah.
Now, he was said not to have been wearing what would typically be worn for sort of like somebody out for a jog or anything.
Yeah.
It just stuck out a bit, but he wasn't wearing orange either.
Right, okay.
Again, no one has ever came forward to say that this...
But that orange could be completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It could have been somebody that's been man walked through there a 30 minutes before with his dog.
Or just somebody that walks a dog in the dark and that wants high vis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it could be completely irrelevant to this case, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so could the car, though, this is the thing. The man, I feel like the man is the man.
Yeah. But I said no witnesses.
And they don't, you can't say that you can't say that the person seen the car and the man, and the person seen the man running frantic, you can't say those are the same men.
Because
there's no identifying factors to say they're the same men.
No, it's just
average height, average build.
White,
yeah. But, so you can't say that they're so frustrating.
No, it is very, very, very frustrating. So, but the police do think that all these sightings of the man, however, they are the Kate's killer. That's what their assumptions are.
Well, and the thing is, they can't not assume that, can they? Because that's all they've got.
Mm-hmm.
So, it sounds horrible, but that is literally all they've got.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't assume anything else. But to be honest, they shouldn't assume anything, actually, until they have facts and proof. But, you know.
Yeah. I will go into a bit of what they've found the small bit that they've told us that they found at the crime scene. But to begin with, I will say that police, and this I remember.
Yeah.
Police took lots of DNA samples from a lot of local men in the area. I do remember them sort of saying, come and give us your DNA, basically.
Yeah.
And found nothing that, for anyone that gave the DNA samples, they found nothing that related to the crime scene.
Okay.
Now, as I said, police have not said exactly what DNA they found at the crime scene, but as they said, there's no evidence of sexual assault. I'm going to assume it's not semen.
Could well be.
But surely would that not be evidence of some... I mean, it wouldn't be sexual assault on her, but it would be sexual...
Well, not really, no, because if it's not an actual sexual assault on her...
But again, if somebody masturbates in front of you, that's sexual assault, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. But if they've... So what are they saying? They've got DNA evidence.
They've got DNA evidence.
That could be anything, though. That could be...
It could be...
They could have some of his blood, because a knife, mm-hmm. when you're killing someone with a knife,
and the way he did it as well, it's quite likely he cut
and
himself.
He stabbed her twice, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So he could have
once and then dragged,
right? Okay, but he could have cut himself in the process because knife's slippy, you know. So you don't know, they might have his blood instead of
and I know, a spit in that is harder to process, isn't it? I know it's not impossible, and it is the late 90s as well, so I don't really know exactly.
They would have collected DNA
because
DNA was a thing in the late 90s. It was progressing quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
You went from like the beginning of the 90s where they could just about do a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And then it sort of, it really sped up. Then yeah. When was, when did that man that was English, so we should all praise him, managed, because there was a, the only reason why I know about him is because there was a drama made of it. He realised he could test DNA, you know, like find out, you know, my words, that he realised he could use DNA to find out who
to
people
link
were.
It to
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't remember when that was, but he was the man that did it. Like he was like an English man in a lab, and he did it. I can't remember what case they solved with it.
Find out who it is. I'd like to post that on the group because that seems really interesting.
Yeah, he is interesting. Obviously, I think he's dead now, but I mean, he might not be.
No, try and find out who that was. I'd be interested to know.
I'll look it up when I get home.
Again, this is just my memory, but I'm pretty sure when they got all the local men's DNA, I believe that was volunteer basis.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The killer isn't going to be like, ooh.
No, yeah, exactly. Like the man in the blue car, he's not going to be like, oh, do you know what? Even though I'm not going to tell him I drove that car,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to pop down and give my DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing, like, this is where we come into it as a society. Like, if you're living with someone and they're refusing to give their DNA,
mm-hmm.
I would want to question why.
Yeah.
You know, because the police are probably going
to
say,
you've got nothing to hide.
We're not going to use it for anything else. Like, we're only going to use it for this case, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get rid of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is why
And there are people that are literally like, never give your DNA because always trying to get here. And
this is why everybody needs to go on to ancestry.com and give their DNA, because it can solve cases. Like, I'm going to do one of those cases.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to actually do ancestry.com or something.
Done all mine.
Something. I would love to do that. A, to find out what I'm doing, but I don't think find out who, you know, what,
who I am,
yeah, who I am. But also, for me, I've got nothing to hide, so it wouldn't bother me DNA being in a database somewhere.
Now you've got to like click it, whereas before I think they could just take it, whereas now you've got to sort of click it. But the amount of people that have been caught with this is incredible.
Yeah.
And I wish, if whatever DNA they have in this case, I wish they would do this with it.
And I think about all the cold cases that it's not been done yet, and it will do. There are still people out there that will get caught.
And also as well, if the police said, right, we want to do this, we want to give our DNA, we want to do this, it's going to cost £45,000.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact, if they put a GoFundMe page up, everybody would donate, because everybody wants this case solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Fucking sake, police. Yeah. Fucking sake, that's another one.
But also there's so many cases out there. I guess it's a waiting list of...
No, but we're not really doing it, are we? But for cases like this, like, why are we not doing it?
No. Her brother Tim, I have mentioned something about him later, but he is still quite active in trying to get this case solved.
But it's not up to him to send it off, is it? You know, he hasn't got 50 grand sat there to send it off.
No.
You know, the police normally, like, budget for it, whereas we're too tight to even want to spend that.
Mm-hmm. So, there were three suspects in this, but all were excluded and their names were never released to the public. But I guess, you know, if they're excluded...
They're probably paedophiles, though.
Who knows? Who knows? It doesn't say anything about why they were suspects. There's nothing other than there were three suspects.
Right.
Which, that really annoyed me.
Yeah.
I really, really looked. I read so much stuff and there was nothing. So the police have said that they think whoever murdered Kate was local to the area and knew the area well. Given that Kate's walk that night, other than, like I said earlier, that 1 week, was not a usual occurrence for her.
Yeah. I don't think this was planned.
No. And also she had no set time. Like, she didn't walk the dog at 6 o'clock every night or whatever, or 4:30, whatever time. There was no sort of set to it other than she was walking a dog every day for this week, and like I said, I don't know what day she was on.
Yeah, this was just a spur of the moment
they think that the attack was planned but not with Kate as a victim in mind. Was more sort of she was in the wrong place at the wrong time and just happened to be a victim of opportunity. However, they do believe that the murder itself was definitely not random. This guy was ready and wait. So, because he's an ass. Yeah. The fact that the killer had been there with a knife, you know, that had weight. So who is in a field with a kitchen, like maybe a penknife or something, I could understand having on you. I mean, I don't personally walk with one, but I could possibly get my head around that. But with a 6-inch kitchen knife.
Well, I don't know. The problem is here is obviously they don't know that he was lying in wait. But then would he have just carried a knife around with him? Probably not. But what if he was like a chef and he had knives anyway? Well, and he saw her walk up. He's in his blue car. He sees her. Like, he's driving past. Mm-hmm. He sees her go up. He parks his car in the next alley. Mm-hmm. He gets his knife out. It might be a chef. Might not be a chef. He might just carry that knife in his car. Mm-hmm. He goes up and around. Kills her. Because he knows the area. So he knows he can cut through. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that, and
that's the thing, there are so many what ifs, aren't there? Yeah,
and that is such a, like, that to me makes more sense.
Would also think, I don't know, this is just an assumption, but somewhere they would have had some kind of profiling done.
Would they, though? Do we do that?
I think most cases do. I'm not saying that they get a specific profiler in, but there are a lot of people, investigators, whatnot, that...
Or sleuth, you know.
Yeah, they will have some sort of idea. I mean, maybe they're not right, but, you know, there are a lot of clever people in the police. There are also a lot of really rubbish police as well, but there are a lot of really good ones.
Yeah.
You know, so they probably have a better idea than me or you, say,
yeah,
of what kind of person done this.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just thinking, I wouldn't say that the victim was just in the bushes waiting for her. Mm. I would more say that he drove past, he saw her, he parked in the next lay-by, or toastal down me. He parked in the next lay-by and he went.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would say. I wouldn't say that he was just sat there waiting for someone. No. I mean, maybe he was. Maybe sat there.
Like you said, maybe he had it and he said to kill someone and then it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Found my victim. Off I go.
Yeah. Seems good. Why not? Yeah. So, as I said, Kate's brother Tim has worked with police on new appeals to try and find out who killed his sister. And, you know, I think it's an endless bid to, like, you want to see somebody behind bars. You want to, is, you never get complete closure and over it, but just to have your family member die, know that somebody did it.
And know that they're out walking the street.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not be. They might be in prison for something completely different.
It's quite possible.
You know, but at the same time, what's stopping them from getting out and doing this again? Mm-hmm. You know, because he could. This is. I wouldn't say that whoever's done this has not gone on to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
There must be other crimes. You don't go and kill a young girl like that.
But also, I have writ somewhere, so I will try not to read it out again. There's not been another case in this area that matches the same MO, or that somebody hasn't been caught for.
No. Yeah, but they could have moved away. They could have gone to prison for something else.
Like you said, they could have died. There's many
jinx, private jinx. Is that the right word? Yeah. Jinx, private jinx.
No, I can't talk until you say my name. So yeah, despite appeals, evidence collected, and the thousands and thousands of tips that have been received through the initial investigation and the appeals after, Kate's killer has never been found. And as I said, there's nothing else in the area that would link this same killer to another victim.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, poor Tim's search is still ongoing. It's 25 years later.
Yeah, this is what I mean, how it takes over the family's life, because he's never going to give up. He's either going to manage to solve it himself.
Or die trying.
Or die trying, because this is now a cold case. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to be looked at very often.
No, there was, I think, the last proper appeal might have been in 2020, if I remember.
That's not good enough.
No, and I don't know when the one before that was.
And that's probably because he's pushed for that, too. Yeah. Because if there's no one pushing, please.
They do. To be fair, they do.
But they do occasionally.
It's probably in order of, you know, I imagine there's some sort of, in my head, there's some sort of list.
Yeah, there is some sort of list. And this should be one of the top because she was a young girl. Mm. She was under 18.
But then I guess how does it differ from another girl in another city?
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying it does, but I'm just saying.
Because it's not particularly our police, although it is our police looking into it and that, but they do get police from other areas, fresh eyes and all that.
Yeah, no, I know, and I get that, but I just think this should still be priority, a cold case or not.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young girl, so it should always be on the top of the priority list, always.
For sure.
I know there's other children that have died, mm-hmm. and you know, and they're still trying to prove mm-hmm. that. And I get it, like, obviously young children, when they die and there's, you know, parents are saying, I didn't do it, and everyone's saying, well, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Or...
Yeah. But I also think, because I do feel the same, and I felt the same when I was researching this, but then I thought, do I feel so strongly about this because it is so ingrained in my head?
Yeah. It will be, yeah.
Yeah. Is it sort of, because I, not that I'm anything to do with the family or anything like that, but it was in our... lives.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the same as Polly and Jessica.
Yeah.
Because you sort of lived through it, you know. I still remember him being on telly giving an interview, you know. Yeah. So because we lived through it, it's closer to home. Yeah. It's scarier.
And I can remember my mum like saying, well, I'm like, oh my god, she's like, no, no, no. And yeah. She was like, Kate Bushell.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd be like, oh yeah, oh, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, exactly. And he'd walk out the door and forget.
Yeah. But yeah. I do it more than once. My mum said to me, Kate Bushell, look at that, Kate Bushell got murdered. And I'm thinking, oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
So given the estimated age range of the man when he was seen running and the guy at the car, they estimate
oh God.
That this guy would now be somewhere between 40 and 60, which again is quite a difference, isn't it? It yeah. really is. So that's pretty much the case. I really, really hope this one... they all get solved in an ideal world, but I would love to see this one.
I would as well, and I think it is solvable.
Yeah, and it is scary. It's scary anywhere, but because it is close to us, it's scary to think that there is a chance mm-hmm. that this guy is in our city now.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, I'm desperate to know what DNA they've got. Because yeah. like I said, if they've got DNA, if they've actually got the killer's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just waiting for him to be arrested
mm-hmm.
so that they can match it, mm-hmm. then to me that's not good enough.
Mm.
They need to be doing something with that, mm. you know what I mean?
And also in my head, it like you've just said, if they've got his DNA and they take your DNA when you're arrested, is it a case of he's been arrested and it hasn't been matched yet, or he's not been arrested?
Yeah,
which means, did he die or is he still walking around, living at large?
Exactly, because I mean, like, you can't say never, it's very unlikely, but... someone could kill somebody and then never kill again.
Mm.
I mean, what if you killed somebody and decided you didn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
You had such a hype to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You did it and you thought, shit.
Yeah. And that's more than definitely probably happened somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, maybe he did it once and that was it. It's very unlikely, like I say, but...
it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel really
what's
bad
the likelihood
for
of you going out and getting murdered? It's very unlikely, but it happens.
Has she got Facebook pages and stuff? Or haven't you looked?
There are things on Facebook for her. I haven't seen anything like a GoFundMe or anything like that. But there are quite a few Facebook pages to do with Kate.
What about her brother? Did you manage to find her brother?
No.
Where is he? Not on Facebook?
No, not that I could find anyway. I do know someone that knows someone that knows him, but right. I wasn't about to...
No.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Yeah. Crossed your mind.
Yeah, but then I... No.
No.
Because I thought if he was into that sort of thing, he'd be easier to find.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
If you want to be found, you'll be found. If you don't, if you're making a conscious effort to not be...
And also,
as well,
imagine being her brother. Like, mm-hmm. everybody would talk to you about it. Any new leads? Any closer? Mm-hmm. Like, that question must... You must just want to shake people.
Yeah. And it's... Some people want it out there and really fight for it. But again, these people... make themselves known. I remember the Ellen, what was she called?
Ellen Rosenberg.
Yeah.
It's right.
Ellen it's Rosenberg. Something like that, isn't it? They are out there and saying, look at this, do this, da 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 da. I couldn't find anything like that on Kate Bushell, and that is why I decided not to go for the person that I know who knows.
Yeah,
because I couldn't find anything being like, please raise awareness for this. So I didn't feel comfortable enough to just insert myself into this guy's life for our podcast.
He would probably tell you to fuck off anyway, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I would.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Like, if somebody wants us to do something and they want to talk to us, come on, we want you. We want to get your story out there.
Yeah.
But if you don't, we're not going to chase you for it.
No, definitely not. That's the thing, isn't it? Oh, it's a good case. It's really sad, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But this blue car is, I think, it's got something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Blue car and this average-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
They say, like, average-looking man with long hair.
Shoulder-length hair. Collar-length hair.
Oh, okay, collar-length hair. That's okay. Well, I don't know, but maybe it's just hard to know.
It's something, but it's very nothing as well, isn't it?
And the timings, like, is so hard because although, yeah, that happened around the time she got murdered, they don't know if she was murdered straight away. Mm-hmm. So what time did she go out for, Faye? Mm-hmm.
Well, this whole walk was supposed to take her 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So she wasn't that far away. So if she got murdered straight away, there's a good chance she could have already been dead at 2:15.
Yeah, and although we roughly know the area, you don't know how far away the house was to the walk. Mm. Do you know what I mean? How far away she was in, how far she was in that walk.
Mm-hmm.
Just such a shame that she went at that time mm-hmm. and that day. Yeah, but her family must do that all the time.
All the time.
Because I would, yeah. That's the only...
You'd just replay it and yeah, replay it and try and make some kind of sense of what could I have done differently.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I'm terrible for that. I'm always mm-hmm. thinking, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that.
Yeah, if only I'd. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrible for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our Kate Bushell case. I will... Well, I think the only thing I can really post are photos and stuff because if I find any groups... That are look legit money,
or just legit groups.
Yeah, you know? I will post them. But from what I saw, I did go through quite a few of them, and it's more people
just having making a page.
Yeah, just information based or podcast based. Actually, I didn't find there are podcasts on here. I didn't listen to any podcasts. I done sort of read a lot of reading for this one, which I don't usually do.
Is there a book on this?
I don't know. I didn't look for books. I looked for more.
Books are the way forward for me now.
Yeah.
I love it. You get so much information.
Yeah.
It's like you're bombarded with information.
Yeah.
If they're good, if the author's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then
they've
just,
done their research.
Yeah, you just can't get enough and be like, well, what do I put in? What do I put out?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they've got to fill, what, like 4 or 5 hours maybe, in a book.
Yeah, or 500 pages plus.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to fill like for half an hour, 45 minutes, you know? Yeah, it's a really good case. Now, remember, we're taking a break.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you why we're taking a break now.
Okay, we don't know quite how long, but you'll explain that.
Yeah, so Sam's got coursework to do, so mm-hmm. we're going to let her off. We're going to let her do some coursework.
Yeah, maybe got an essay due.
She's got an essay due and she can't cope. And I am going to Turkey for a mummy makeover,
mm-hmm.
which consists of a tummy tuck, a boob job or boob augmentation, and lipo, and mm-hmm. then I'm getting extra lipo.
Yeah, so she's not going to be able to move. Although I have said she can research.
Yeah.
She's going to have time to research.
Yeah, so I'm going
to... So you're going to do 10 cases off the bat straight away.
I'm going to smash out some cases. There's one I really want to do, which I found out, which was serial killer, which I've never heard of. Two of them. Never heard of this case.
Right.
So how have I never heard of them?
Okay.
So
you can tell me who, or do I have to wait?
No, you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
They are American, which is rubbish because I like to. I'd rather do an English case, but I don't want to do someone like Ted Bundy or
big. And we just done Fred and Rose as well, and that is a big one. And we've said millions of times, haven't we? We don't mind doing the bigger cases, but we want to do the lesser known more.
Yeah. Although I did really enjoy doing that case. To be fair, I didn't think I was going to. Like the first episode, you can sort of tell I was a bit like,
mm-hmm.
and then I found a book and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This made my life well.
Yeah,
like,
really piqued your interest in it.
But yeah,
I think that is something. I mean, all cases are awful, but when you relate to one, you become passionate about it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Right, so I'm going to mention a podcast, as I do every week.
Mm-hmm.
So my podcast recommendation for this week is True Crime Couple.
Okay.
They're a couple from New York City or just outside, I think. Really, really good research. You really like them. They're really likable.
Okay.
Couple, the way they do it is quite nice. They sort of do it similarly to us. So one will tell the story and the other one will sort of say how they feel about it, you know. And then sort of try and guess what, you know.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. So yeah, no, they're really interesting. So I wanted to mention those guys because to be honest with you, they were one of the reasons why I thought I want to start a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was listening to like them and there's another one as well, which are similar to them. And I was like, sort of like, they're so open and honest about, you know, like, we're new to this, you know, like, we're learning as we go, you know, it's sort of thing. And I'm like, actually, you don't have to be amazing you don't have to know the ins and outs of everything to become a podcaster. Yeah. Like, you can just do it.
Yeah. And as long as you're honest.
Yeah. And we've learnt the hard way. Yeah. It's fucking really hard.
Really hard.
I'm really time consuming.
Really.
But we love it. And we get to see each other every 2 weeks, which we don't normally
do. We don't usually do that, do we?
So it's quite nice. But thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye. Guys.